And welcome back. Now, the Ravens' defense is the subject of today's Q&A segment. That is coming up. And it was the defense that took the field first as the Ravens look to protect their first halftime lead in 6 weeks.
Dalton in the gun, has his tight end to the right, takes the snap. Looking over the middle, nothing there, and he's sacked. Yes! Back at the 14-yard line.
It was just an effort play, you know, not giving up on a play. I beat Andre on the inside, and it was nice present inside waiting for me.
32-yard try for Mike Nugent. Nugent's kick is up and right down the middle to put the Bengals on the board for the first time today.
I thought he was going to dump it. He's getting ready to flick it.
But I was coming up.
Hey, Chris.
Appreciate you.
You have to put a lot of pressure in the middle. Uh-huh. The guard out of state. That guard would get him off. Good job, D'Angelo.
They get the ball in good field position here at their 42. Off the throw on first down, has time, fires. And it is possibly intercepted, picked off by the Ravens. They come up with the interception.
Well, we just kind of made emphasis on it this week, saying, DBs, let's get picks. You know, let's get the ball, bring it back to the sideline, because if we get our hands on the ball, we win the game. And, you know, now I see that it's true. If we keep getting turnovers, we can win ball games.
Our secondary played tremendously well. I mean, you know, everybody's going to talk about the last play, which is a shame in some ways, and maybe you will talk about the whole game. I mean, I thought the pressure was very good, but our secondary covered a very talented and gifted receiving corps all day.
Challenges. Dalton to throw on third down, looking left, throwing left, near sideline, broken up. Nice play, Jimmy Smith.
Way to be all over that, man. Way to get up off that field.
Hey, Jimmy, nice job, man. I know you wanted to pick. Give me some. Come on.
Yeah, one more.
Dog, that was six. They're winners.
Good job, man.
I tried to pat it down and say, "Put him in snatch
that." Give me an opportunity. Come on,
keep squandering it like this.
You couldn't bask it that way.
You got one coming, dog. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's a jugs machine right there, boy. Go on, get that.
22 seconds left in the third quarter. Dalton wants to throw. Pocket collapsing, and Dalton is sacked inside the 20-yard line.
Man, you have a defensive player of the year in Suggs, man, who can flip and play both sides. So, you know, to be able to flip like that, not all rushes can flip. And so, you know, give him credit, man, be able to flip like that and allow me to make some plays.
Third and 13. Dalton, pocket collapsing, and he's buried inside the 10-yard line as the Ravens come up with their third sack of the afternoon.
The fans was great, man. When our crowd is that loud and energized, it helps the players. Give credit to Coach Pease, man. He had a hell of a scheme. He's dialed up for us.
I destroyed the punt. Did you see the guard? Huh? Look at the guard.
Oh, shit.
Did you see the left guard? I should have had the sack.
Who got it?
I should have had the sack. I am celebrating.
Hey,
I called that sack.
You're welcome, bro.
It's okay. I don't even want it.
Thank you.
It's all good.
Watch your boy now. He's got two now.
Yeah.
I've seen him walk out of here with five.
This is the game he's been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
To get up.
Yeah.
So he can just
pass. He got us some fans on the nail. He must got that good ass, good off.
Yeah, he got a crazy get off.
I ain't going to say anything to him until after he gets four.
Ravens haven't scored since 7 minutes left in the first half. Off the throw. Pumps once. Pocket collapsing. And Dalton is pulled down at the 30-yard line. D'Angelo Tyson with the sack.
D'Angelo. I hope that didn't get on tape, bro. That dance you did after the
tackle.
Hey, bro. I tell you what, man. And I love you. But God, we're going to have to look. We're going to have to check that one out.
I think it was all right.
Okay.
8.5 minutes left. Dalton screen pass to Bernard inside the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Bengals have the ball, 2nd and 9 at the Ravens 37. Ravens lead 17-10. Dalton takes the snap. fires down the middle. It's intercepted. James Ahenobo slides down with the ball.
I think he's got tremendous character. He's a tremendous guy. He's a big, strong, athletic, gifted guy, you know, and he's been fighting his whole career, you know, for an opportunity like this, and he's making the most of it. And when you talk to him, you're going to be impressed. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is.
I knew he was going to AT.
You told me. You said
I woke up this morning.
You on the highlight reel. That's what you told me.
I woke up this morning.
Damn it, you doing it.
God was like, hey, I got something for you today. Yeah. He told me. I was praying. He's like, I got something for you today.
Taking care of your
body.
That's
what it is. Ball is at the Ravens 44-yard line. Dalton the throw. Pocket collapsing. He's sacked by Elvis Dumervil. Back at the Cincinnati 49-yard line. 2 seconds left. Dalton takes the snap. Clock has expired. Dalton heaves the ball for the end zone. A massive body's inside the five. It's tipped. It's deflected.
No.
It's caught by A.J. Green on the double deflection for a Bengals touchdown.
I was just saying to the whole team, I mean, you know, don't let your good get in the way of being great. And, you know, I look at myself as a great player, and that's what I aspire to be. And, you know, when you have a, you know, a heck of a day and you get two interceptions and then, you know, I made a bonehead play to, you know, kind of put us in the position that we were, you know, you could do one of two things. You could soak your head and be like, oh, man, and give up another one. Or you could say, hey, next time they throw the ball in my vicinity, I'm going to make a play.
We're going to go win it right here. Go win it right here. Three and out.
Hey, finish three and out. Hey, win a D. Finish on three. One, two, three.
Finish. Finish.
Let's go. Let's finish this game.
Dalton under center on fourth down and two. Straight drop back, swing pass, and Bernard slips out of one tackle, reverses field at the 40-yard line. Corey Graham wraps him up and drops him back at the 43-yard line.
James Ahenobo, I mean, what can you say? I think he had a couple of interceptions, and he and Corey Graham made an incredible tackle on Giovanni Bernard, who has taken plays like that and put him in the end zone already this year. So to make that play was just a fabulous effort by our guys.
Justin Tucker, a chance to win it. A 46-yard try from the right hash mark. Sam Cook to hold. Kick on the way. It is long enough. It is good. And in overtime, the Hayes in the barn. And the Ravens are right back in the AFC North divisional race.
So Justin Tucker, 16th straight field goal, gives the Ravens their fourth win of the year. When we come back, three interceptions and five Ravens sacks, all part of a terrific performance from the defense. Cadres Q&A segment next.